You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means we will be performing the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour with Coach Rob Regish. And then later in the show, we're going to have Doug Katona on, who is affiliated with CrossFit Endurance. Doug happens to be one of the guys in the country that has trained more people who have gone on to the CrossFit Games than any other coach out there. And we're going to decide whether or not you are big and bad enough for the CrossFit Games. But before we do that, we're joined by a listener of the show, and that's Peggy Anderson. How you doing, Peggy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. And the reason I have you on today, and we're just going to have you on briefly, but the reason I'm having you on right now is because Age Force is running a free month trial on the Fat Burner patch that they've been promoting here on the show for some time. And so we are gathering more people out there who have used the Fat Burner patch to determine whether or not it is a worthy product for people to try. Now, you used the Fat Burner patch. How long did you use it for?
About 9 months.
Okay. And do you still use it?
No, I don't use it because I exceeded my goal. So, but I have some just in case. But, you know, I you need to have a stash just in case something happens, but I'm hopeful that I'm not going to need it.
Okay, so talk to me about this. Were you skeptical before you ordered this patch? Did you think to yourself, oh, I've heard this before?
A little bit, but not so much, because I was aware of the products that were offered because my son, who's a gym rat, has been using them for a while.
Uh-huh.
And he was just so impressed with everything with it. I figured he can't be wrong. So
now
it was a very wise investment on my part.
With the Fat Burner patch, do you attribute your fat loss completely and exclusively to the Fat Burner patch, or was it a combination of things that you did?
I pretty much. I mean, I did go to the gym a little bit more than I used to. Instead of every other day, I went every day. But I don't really think that was a difference. I think the patch was a difference.
And
there were times I could not go to the gym for a week and I would still lose.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay, so you are a firm believer that the patch helped you. Now, have you tried any of the other patches offered by Age Force by any chance?
Yeah, the vitamin B12, I think it is.
Yeah, good patch. Yeah, very, very good patch. And so what is your experience with Age Force as far as a company goes? I'm sure you're a regular consumer. You do lots of business with lots of people. How does Age Force compare to some of the other companies you've done business with?
They are really responsive. I mean, like within an hour. If you send an email, you get a response back immediately. They're very good about, like, my husband was getting a patch from them, and he developed a reaction to the patch. They stopped it, like, immediately. There was no messing around, like, you know, still getting billed or anything. They're just really a very ethical company, I think.
And were you concerned when it came time to cancel? Because you were on the auto ship, so when it came time mm-hmm. to cancel, you're thinking, okay, here comes the runaround?
No, because of the experience my husband had, I knew I was not going to have a problem at all, and I did not.
And so you just sent in the email, like they say, you don't have to go to the website and look for any special forms. You send in an email, and they respond within an hour, and boom, your card wasn't charged any further, and you received no other patches.
Right, right.
Would you recommend the Age Force patch to other people out there?
Yes, I have. I have a couple of friends that are getting it and are real happy with it as well.
Oh, okay. So are they also seeing some results from it? Are they?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. And the one girl is like, she's been on every diet known to man, so the fact that it's working for her kind of amazed me.
Did you like the convenience factor of the AgeForge patch? You put it on and you forget about it, as opposed to, you know, pills and other types of diet and weight loss supplements out there?
Yeah, I do. The one thing I had to do, though, is I had to put it on my counter where I would see it, because I would forget to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be 60 this year. So, and that's another thing that really impressed me. Once you get older, it's harder to lose weight. I don't care what anybody says. It's just harder to lose weight. And the fact that this could work, you know, with me being older, I found it really amazing. So,
okay.
It's easy.
Now, I'm 54, so I'm right behind you. One of the things that concerns me about some of the weight loss products out there is the overemphasis on stimulants and what they do. They raise your blood pressure, your heart rate, they give you the jitters, and those tend to be things that when I was younger I was capable of managing, but as I become older, it seems like I can't manage that as well. Did you like the idea that the AgeForce patch does not depend on any type of stimulants in their product?
Yes, I do. I mean, you can't feel any kind of anything. It just works. So,
right.
You know, and that's kind of an adjustment, because you don't feel anything. And if you've done diets or used supplements of any sort in your life, you're expecting to feel something, you know, some kind of, like you said, jitter, and you don't feel anything. So you're thinking at first, well, is this going to work? I don't feel anything. But it does.
You know, you're so right. We become accustomed to wanting to feel things. That's why caffeine is so popular in supplements in general, because they'll take caffeine and put it in a supplement that doesn't really require caffeine for it to work, just so that people go, wow, it must be working. I feel something.
And so you have to wrap your brain around that. You know, you can't be sitting here waiting for the buzz, you know.
Right.
The buzz is when you step on the scale and see you've lost weight. That's the buzz.
How much weight have you lost, Peggy? Can I ask?
40 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
And
the thing about that is that I had done
HGH, right.
And
starved yourself at 600 calories a day, right?
Yeah. And I'd lost weight because I'd starved myself, basically.
Right.
So then I gained half of that back within a year's period. And, you know, I gained it back in an odd way. I mean, I gained it back in places I've never gained weight before.
Right.
And so I was kind of bummed out. My son told me about this patch when it came out. He says, hey, why don't you try it? You know, there's nothing to lose. And, you know, it worked really well. And I've lost all the weight and more.
So you've lost 40 pounds over the course of 8 months, did you say, or 9 months?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really fantastic. And you're right. Your metabolism slows down as you get older, and this becomes harder. So this is even a greater achievement. When did you wear the patch? Did you put it on in the daytime, at night?
I put it on first thing in the morning when I got up. I tried the nighttime thing, and I just didn't like having a patch on at night, so I wore it during the day.
Well, did you not like it because it annoyed you? You were worried it was going to come off?
Both, because this is Arizona, and you tend to sweat a lot here.
Yes.
And so I just felt like it was, and it did. It did come off a couple times, just probably from tossing and turning. So.
Yeah, I actually lived in Tempe for a while, in the Warner Ranch area, Warner between Tyrene and McClintock, I guess it is, or something like that. So I'm familiar with what you're saying. I've spent many summers there, and you know, I don't care what they say, dry heat, you know, it's still really hot. And you do sweat a lot. There's no doubt about it.
Well, we're in the middle of 32 degrees for the fifth day here.
Really? Oh, yeah. I saw them. They said that there was actually icicles on trees in Scottsdale yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. It's crazy. Really crazy.
Yeah. Well, so much for global warming, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so the bottom line is, in your opinion, the AgeForce patch, is it two thumbs up?
Yes, I'd say five thumbs up.
Really? And dealing with AgeForce, the experience itself also is a thumbs up situation for you?
Very much so.
Okay. And you know what? I got to tell you something. People are probably saying, Carl, you have these people on that have had success. Have somebody on that didn't have success. And I've got to be honest with you. We've had one person that I've gotten an email from who said, the patch did nothing for me, and I believe him because he is also a gym rat. So there's always going to be non-responders. But Everybody we've spoken to has said it's done something for them. They have lost some amount of weight. Now, not everybody has lost the amount of weight that you have, but they also mm-hmm. haven't used it for 9 months. Some people just use it for a few months and they've lost, you know, 10, 15 pounds. That's still something to celebrate as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Great stuff. Listen, Peggy, I want to thank you so much for taking time early out of your morning to come on the show and talk about this. And I think anybody out there who's even partially interested, take advantage right now. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you can get the Age Force patch, the fat burner patch, for free for 1 month. So you don't lose, you have nothing to lose but some weight, and see if it works for you. Go to superhumanradio.com today. Listen, Peggy, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, now stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Rob Regish on, and we're going to begin the Blueprint Power Hour. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take a better dance now. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, I need your help. There's a poll at superhumanradio.com. I need you to go there and choose one of the four answers. Have you had the flu or the flu vaccine this year? If not, no to both of them, then choose that answer. I want to know how many people did not get the vaccine nor the flu, how many people got the vaccine and then got the flu afterwards, and how many people got the vaccine, did not get the flu, blah, 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 blah. But I need your help. We need a few thousand people to respond in order to have some statistical significance. You're going to be surprised when you look. Rob Regish, you there?
Yes, sir.
You know what I think works better than the flu vaccine and keeping people from getting the flu?
Training, diet, and rest.
Listening to this show, because apparently the people in this that listen to this show do not get the flu or the flu vaccine. So it's got to be the
Amen.
Show. It's got to be Superhuman Radio is keeping them healthy, man.
You know what? Here's my personal two cents. The flu vaccine will give you the flu.
Yeah, a lot. Well, that's interesting you should say that because, okay, so right now, 59% of the people said they did not get the flu, nor did they get the vaccine. The next largest group is 26%. Yes, I got the flu after getting the vaccine.
There you go.
I mean, it's you know what? And this is what I want. What I'm looking for here is this. Everybody's telling me there's an epidemic out there. I don't know a single person who got the flu. Surely if there's an epidemic, I would know at least one person who got the flu. And here's what I'm wondering. They're running out of flu vaccines everywhere, right? The hospitals are all out of them, right? And meanwhile,
yep.
The flu is growing faster and faster. It seems to me, to my uneducated eye, that the more vaccines they sell, the more people get the flu. So maybe the vaccines are creating the epidemic.
Yeah, it's just it's the latest in a string of pushing the buttons to panic the public. And we're going to talk about that today, interestingly enough, you know, the stress that people are under in modern life and what it does to brain neurotransmitters and, most importantly, what you can do about it. But absolutely, you know, you want my opinion? Stay the hell away from the flu vaccine.
Help me out. Gather some good information that we can use here, and I will write an article about it. Please go to superhumanradio.com and take the poll, and please get everyone you know to take the poll. We need a couple thousand people to vote. I need a vaccine for stupidity. We need a couple thousand people to vote in order to have any kind of statistical gravity here. So please. Okay. Onward with the Blueprint Power Hour. The first question comes to us from Andreas Pena. Rob, just listened to a few episodes of SHR here at work. Yes. A boring by myself day. I was wondering, you can save this for the next blueprint if you want. What's the difference between Ultra Peptide 2.0 versus Way Natural? Also, Vengeance versus Craze, since I love Craze. The Vengeance versus Craze, I understand that those are both pre-workouts, but if my understanding is correct, the Craze is a neurotrophic and Vengeance is more like Synthogen. Also, can Craze and Vengeance be mixed? Wow, that would be cool. I heard you talk highly of Ultra Peptide 2.0 and the best protein out there. Now I would have thought that Way Natural would be the best. Now is just another case of each product is just different, and one is not really better than the other. Thanks for all the info. Keep up the good work. I plan on getting the blueprint when I have some more funds, but in the meantime, I've been doing short burst body weight training due to my work schedule. The body weight training has some sort of trigger that brings a person back to the days of old. Thanks for talking about body weight training and reviving it. Okay.
Yeah, glad I could help with the body weight stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll take the protein question first and compare and contrast Ultra Peptide 2.0 and Way Natural. So first up is Way Natural. This is unquestionably some of the best whey that you can buy, and the reason has to do with the way that they process it through the proprietary Chillrite process, which retains all of whey's beneficial immunoglobulins, whey fractions, growth factors, etc. Now, I've spoken to this issue before, outing such brands as Walmart's Body Fortress Tano Whey. Right? Now, when I emailed the company, they confirmed it's heated up to 170 degrees during the pasteurization process, something that they conveniently don't mention on their label. What that does is it denatures the protein, and it destroys many of whey's delicate fractions, rendering the protein much, much less bioavailable. So the cold process stuff that Whey Natural uses retains all of the beneficial factors that whey has. For all its merits, though, even a cold process whey still has one drawback. It leads to a rapid rise, but then fall in blood amino acid levels, which at the end of the day isn't optimal for keeping protein synthesis elevated, unless, of course, you're dosing it every couple of hours. But as Adele Moussa of Supversity has repeatedly pointed out, net protein synthesis is a 24/7 game. So while whey is an exceptional protein, it's kind of like the golf analogy I use. You know, you wouldn't expect to shoot your best round with just woods or just irons. There are other proteins that are beneficial. In terms of the taste, I can't honestly say I've tried their flavors, but if the user feedback is any indication, they're quite good.
They are good. You can eat, but I got to be honest with you. The 2.0 is amazing too. They're both just very, very different products, but the Whey Natural vanilla is really the best vanilla I've ever tasted.
Yeah, and that's a statement because vanillas typically are not all that good.
And one other thing that I need to inject here, and I won't derail you, but the other part of this is anybody who's looking for a grass-fed, grass-finished whey protein, that's the other value of the Whey Natural, that it's coming from cows that are exclusively eating grass.
Right.
Bingo.
That's so those are the merits of Whey Natural. Now, having said that, I do consider Ultrapeptide 2.0 the ideal solution, and for a few reasons. One, it contains a ratio of 51% undenatured micellar casein and 49% cold-processed whey isolate. So there's a mix there of micellar casein and whey. If you look at mother's milk, it, too, contains roughly equal amounts of casein and whey.
At different points in time.
At different points in time.
When the milk is new, it's almost 80% whey, 20% casein, and as the lactation period goes on, it starts to shift to eventually where it gets to an even 50-50 whey casein.
Correct. The point being this, ultrapeptide mirrors that ratio almost perfectly, retaining what I call nature's fingerprint. It's my opinion that these proteins work best when they're taken together. And to back up my assertion, there was a 2011 study done in the American Journal of Physiology, Endocrinology, and Metabolism that concluded with the following statement. The combination of whey and casein would be an optimal choice post-exercise, as whey stimulates protein synthesis with its high digestibility, greater leucine content, and peak insulin concentrations. Casein, on the other hand, provides amino acids for a prolonged period of time sustaining amino acid availability. They also note that while whey is the current protein of choice post-exercise, this is their words, not mine, the ideal supplement would be a 50-50 blend of casein and whey. In terms of Ultrapeptide 2.0's taste, let's just say there's a reason Extreme Formulations is known as the flavor company. They both taste great. They both have merits of their own, but try both.
I got to tell you about Ultrapeptide 2.0. Their triple chocolate tastes like you're drinking chocolate pudding. It's unbelievable.
I know. People,
the strawberry and banana is by far the best strawberry and banana I've tasted of any whey protein out there. But more importantly, their cinnamon roll. Elisa and I, when we have to go on the road and we take,
you could eat that with
listen what we do. We take oatmeal, McCann's non-GMO oatmeal, and put a single serving in a plastic bag, 2 tablespoons of Ultrapeptide cinnamon roll, shake it around. Yep. And then just throw that in a bowl and add hot water, and you've got the best tasting oatmeal, higher protein than regular oatmeal, without any of the artificial, without any of the sweeteners and artificial colors and other things in it.
It's the fastest, healthiest meal you'll ever have.
Great
and
stuff.
That's my favorite, and that's my favorite flavor. And no, we are not exaggerating.
Ultrapeptide. I got to be honest; they really nail the flavors big time. Let's go on to Craze and Vengeance now. I love this one.
Okay. This is another case where you can't lose with either product. The difference is in how each product works and when to use it. So let's take a closer look. Craze I would consider more of a nootropic versus central nervous system stimulant, although you'll certainly feel it in that department. It does put back insofar as the creatine, trimethylglycine, and citrulline contained therein, but the focus is more so on getting you in the zone. So on that count, we all know it does a terrific job. As such, I would consider it more appropriate for use for those workouts where you're training for absolute or one rep max strength. When that's the goal, I think Craze is the preferred product. Now, Vengeance, on the other hand, gets you in the zone too, but it results in a much greater pump, blood flow, and contains all of the essential amino acids and other goodies that put back to facilitate faster recovery. Given those merits, I'd consider using Vengeance prior to your hypertrophy sessions, where you're moving a greater, right, total tonnage per unit of time. You've got a much higher workload. In terms of co-ingesting Craze and Vengeance, it's tempting, I will admit. But I would be hesitant. Combining stims can lead to overstimulation, which can and does adversely affect performance. Separating their use will also allow you to more objectively evaluate what each brings to the table. Now, your comment about Vengeance being much like Synthogen is spot on, by the way. The effects are eerily similar. Since Synthogen is stimulant-free, the two can be stacked, and I'm doing so right now. Vengeance pre-workout, Synthogen post, along with my meals for the day. And thus far, it's a winner in my book, as the ingredients complement each other nicely, which is no surprise to anyone who, for example, has stacked arachidonic acid, which is in Vengeance, and ecdysterone, which is in Synthogen in the form of Robonticum carthamoids extract. That's just one example. Here's the final word. As I see it, Craze lends itself more to strength training, Vengeance to hypertrophy. Both are effective quality products, and your training style should dictate when and where to use each to maximize results.
Great answer. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break and pay a couple bills, and when we come back, we will pick up the discussion with Rob Regish. By the way, if you go to superhumanradio.com, you will see a banner ad there for the Blueprint Bulletin, which you can get the first month for free, which is the best single newsletter that you'll get, chock full of every type of tip you can find. Some of them he finds by accident, and those are usually the ones that are the most valuable. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad and get your first month free today. We'll be right back with more Rob Regish in the Blueprint Power Hour.
Who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. MassPro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Doug Katona. Doug Katona trains more athletes that go on to the CrossFit Games than anybody else out there. We're going to find out, are you big and bad enough for the CrossFit Games? Okay. John Gray says, Rob, my question has to do with carbs. I'm having trouble in two areas. First, I just can't stay away from them, especially the sweeter ones. Second, I'm not sure what carbs are best to use pre and post workout. I'm not a big supplement guy, so any advice on whole food sources would be great. Keep doing your thing, man. I love the Power Hour and never miss an episode. I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sorry. I had your mic shut off. I apologize. Continue. Just start from the
beginning. That's all right. Johnny, I can sum up your solution in three words. Freeze-dried mango. While many still regard fruits as too high in sugar, they ignore other hidden attributes like various phytochemicals contained therein. Enter the super sweet mango. Nutritionists at Oklahoma State University discovered that mango almost cripples your body's ability to store fat from carbohydrate.
Really?
So in this study, animals consuming just 1% freeze-dried mango as part of their daily diet showed lower blood glucose levels. It gets even better, though. There are compounds in mango that boost the production of adiponectin, which improves glucose uptake in muscle cells. Of particular interest, the researchers concluded with the following statement. A low-dose freeze-dried mango was more effective in lowering blood glucose concentrations than Avandia, which is a drug used in the treatment of type 2 diabetes, usually when other diabetes drugs have failed. Moreover, freeze-dried mango favorably altered body composition by reducing their percentage of body fat. Those are their words, not mine. So there it is, Johnny. You can have your sugars and eat them too, and rest assured, you reduce body fat in the process. Mangoes are so, so sweet. I don't know if you've had any recently, but man, they're fantastic. And if they're a great source of carbs prior to or after your workout, if that's what you're looking for.
I wonder if women could benefit from eating mango who have asthma, because there's a linkage between obesity, adiponectin dysfunction, and asthma in women. Obese women who have asthma, that is not exercise-related asthma, We did that show last year about the adiponectin dysfunction. Wonder if eating mango can help them avoid the outbreaks of asthmatic episodes. Interesting discussion here. Okay, the next one comes from Henry Cook. How do you suggest dosing Synthogen on my days off? I train twice a week, heavy powerlifting, going through the 5x5x5 on training days. I am about 165 pounds, train twice a week, heavy powerlifting style usually. Diet is solid, usually carb backload, and have a huge meal in the evening, especially on training days. The supplements I take are creatine, whey protein, zinc, magnesium, and fish oil, and now Synthogen.
Yeah, easy answer here, Henry. Synthogen on off days is best used at 3 capsules 3 times a day just prior to your 3 biggest meals. So if you're carb backloading, it's best to ensure a total of 9 caps prior to doing so. Synthogen was designed to leverage the most powerful anabolic you can put into your body, that being food. And if you really think about it, any quality supplement that isn't not a macronutrient, like a meal replacement, protein or carb or fat, absolutely must do that. Outside of the workout, shunting food towards muscle and away from fat is a very powerful strategy, and that's what Synthogen does. It also ensures a rapid rise in protein synthesis, even if the protein source in your meal is subpar, because it contains all of the essential amino acids. It's also going to help you dispose of glucose in the muscle cell. It elevates ATP, carnosine, and nucleotide pools way above and beyond whole foods alone. It's just one of the reasons people are recovering lightning quick in between workouts. One tip as a money saver. For a limited time, Mass is running a special to celebrate their 20-year anniversary, 20 years in the business. You can grab a twin pack of Synthogen and get an instant $20 off, and it comes with free U.S. shipping. And it's as simple as 1, 2, 3. One, you visit Mass at MuscleMass.com. 2, click Shop Mass and select anywhere from 1 to 4 Synthogen twin packs. And then 3, enter the code Deal number 1, Mass 20th Anniversary, in the voucher section of the secure order form. This special, it does expire at midnight Pacific on Friday, January 25th. The quantity is limited up to 4 twin packs, but here's the great news. It's not just $20 off, it's $20 off each twin pack, meaning a potential savings of $80 off of the already discounted twin pack pricing. So it's a great opportunity for those of you that may be on the fence to give it a try. There's a ton of guys I know that love it, so here's your opportunity to stock up. But the bottom line, Henry, is on off days, dose those 3 caps of Synthogen 3 times per day prior to your 3 largest meals. That's optimal for most, and it serves people well. So no need to go higher than that, in my opinion, on off days, especially given your cited powerlifting schedule.
Okay. All right, next one comes from a big fan of the show, and that's Panos Antonakos. He says, I really enjoy my sample issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Lots of info about things not discussed elsewhere, like using Tagamet for weight loss. Well, we talked about it on the show. You brought that to here. My question is, what do you think the next big thing will be in the world of supplements?
2 words, phosphatic acid, not to be confused with phosphoric acid. Here's why. Researchers at the University of Central Florida performed an experiment that involved 16 test subjects, ages 19 through 27, all of whom had been weight training for at least a year. 9 of them were given a placebo for 8 weeks, and 7 took an oral daily dose of 750 milligrams of phosphatic acid. The product used was manufactured by Chema Nutra, which markets phosphatic acid under the trade name Mediator. The experimental group's lean body mass increased by 2.6% versus just 0.1% in the placebo group. That's a pretty impressive 26% increase in lean body mass. The patent application mentions using it in combination with creatine, and the two would certainly seem to be complementary, if not synergistic. These researchers who performed the study, by the way, Martin Purpura and Ralph Yeager, were also the two who invented the creatine-tarragon combination. So there's a track record here of success. In the coming months, Blueprint Bulletin subscribers are going to be privy to which products contain phosphatic acid. So stay tuned for more information. This may very well be the next chapter in sports nutrition.
Any idea what the pathway is that it works?
You know, there wasn't a lot of data on that, but a 26 times increase in lean body mass
over the placebo group you're talking about.
Yeah, is pretty amazing. I have some of the research studies. I haven't read through all of them yet, but this is one supplement that holds a lot of promise. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I hadn't heard of it prior to coming across this information. I've been in correspondence with Cheminutra about it. You know, I've been trying to get more information. But I would expect it to be showing up soon in products commercially, like right quick.
You can get the Blueprint Bulletin by going to theblueprintbulletin.com or go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad. We have enough time for one more question before the next break, and that comes from Greg Geldard. He says, my success with Synthogen has piqued my interest in non-hormonal anabolics. I heard you discuss urosubolic on a previous, I was going to say uricic acid, but urosubolic previous episode, and was wondering what other non-hormonal hormonals may hold promise for us natty guys.
Well, there's yet another one that's on the radar out there. Researchers at Rutgers are onto this, and test tube findings have recently progressed to animal models showing some impressive results. The compounds in question are known as brucinosteroids. Specifically, they studied one known as 28-homobrucinolide. It's found in minute quantities in the pollen of Chinese cabbage, of all places. And results showed a trend in boosting both strength and especially lean body mass. In their most recent article, they described the effects of a 10-day oral dose of 60 milligrams per kilogram per day on the body composition of male rats. An increase in lean body mass along with a decrease in fat was observed. Here's the punchline. The rats did no exercise, none, zip, zero, and they, on top of it, they weren't making any testosterone. Now, in terms of mechanism of action, this compound appears to work by increasing the activity of the anabolic signal molecule AKT in muscle cells. It was found to be most active in type 2 fast-twitch muscle fibers. And normally, contractile activity, when you're training, stimulates AKT signaling in skeletal muscle. Recall that these animals were performing no exercise. So this is one class of compounds I'd keep my eye on, as commercially available preparations are no doubt soon to follow. Hope that helps, Greg.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will pick it up with Rob Regish. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. If you want to outlast, out-muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I'm going to have to change this thing, so let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Great song to train to, by the way. And you know where you can listen to these this music, Rob?
Only
on here Superhuman Radio. But listen to this. Between the hours of 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. on the Superhuman Radio Network streaming channel, we play nothing but these mashups for those of you who want to train, do your cardio in the morning, and listen to the best, most motivating music you can. Just get for your iPhone, your Droid, whatever, the Radio Player app, and go to Superhuman Radio Network. 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., limited commercial interruptions. Once every 15 to 18 minutes, you get a 30-second commercial, and then it moves on. Kind of like Pandora, right?
You got an 80s hour, man? I'm a child of the 80s. No.
But there's some mashups with 80s in it. You can listen to some mashups that have 80s in it.
All right, man, that's cool.
Check it out. Okay. Heather Kruskamp says, I was wondering if you had any tips on strengthening your core. I've tried crunches and sit-ups, but they've done little, and I get bored. I know you recommend hanging leg raises, but I'm not strong enough for those yet. The ab machine at my gym is okay, but it leaves the lower back, and I'd prefer not to squat or deadlift due to my back injury. I also need something that doesn't take up too much time, as my training partner and I have only about 30 minutes to get in and out of the gym. Any tips?
Yeah, well, it's kind of ironic because Monday I trained with a couple of ladies with abs of steel that I just met at my gym. So I want to give a shout-out to Christine and Lindsay. We used an exercise combination I typically prescribe here in these instances to efficiently work your core with zero vertical loading of the spine. It includes a lesser-known movement that also strengthens the hip flexors, which are often neglected in conventional core training. So the following, then, is to be performed in superset fashion. for a total of no less than 3 supersets with minimal rest between sets. The two exercises are as follows. 45-degree hyperextensions immediately into leg raise throwdowns. And I'll get to those in a second. All sets should be taken a rep or two shy of failure, as leaving something in the tank is just good policy, right? Bill Kazmaier said it, one of the strongest men to ever live, leave something in the tank. This is particularly true when you're training your abs and lower back, and it should be done last in your workout. A word now on the movements. Hyperextensions are a fine exercise. They're well known to most gym members. They strengthen the entire posterior chain, including the hamstrings, glutes, and lower back. Less well known is the leg raise throwdown. So to perform this exercise, you lie on your back and keep your legs perfectly straight, holding the feet together. Have your partner stand over you, placing their feet next to your ears. Keeping the legs straight and the toes pointed forward, raise your legs up to a point above your face, at which point your partner grabs your toes and throws your legs down to the starting position. The goal is to resist and explosively raise the legs back up without the heels touching the ground. And to keep you guessing and engage the serratus and the obliques, your partner randomly varies each throw to the left, to the right, and straight forward. You'll never know what's coming, and the entire midsection gets a fantastic workout. And by keeping the legs straight, particularly at the bottom of the movement, your hip flexors are engaged and get a fantastic workout too. Every third workout, it's important to reverse the exercise order and add resistance to at least one of the two movements, because you'll need to as you get stronger. The practical effect will be a change in the number of reps you're able to perform, which we know is the variable the body adapts to the quickest, right? Of all of the fundamentals, sets, reps, weight, etc., it's the reps that your body and central nervous system in particular will adapt to. That's best accomplished on the hyperextension, in my opinion, by anchoring a light flex band around the bottom of the unit and looping the other end behind your neck. Most hyperextension units are not anchored to the ground, and they're going to tip over when any appreciable amount of weight is added. Using the flex band, then, is the fix. So give that a shot, Heather. I'm confident you'll find it a hell of a workout. And that goes, by the way, for people that may not have back injuries. It's very time efficient. It works the hell out of your core. And it is something that will leave an impression in the following days, believe me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now we come to, it looks like, unless I've missed something, the blueprint tip of the day. And
yeah.
This looks like a really interesting one today. So why don't you talk about it? What are we going to be talking about today as the blueprint tip of the day?
Okay. The tip of the day is this: stress and serotonin, taking stock of your brain health. If you ask 100 people today at random if they feel stressed, and they're going to likely give you the same answer, yes. A series of events has conspired to create this stress. Everything from our food being grown in nutrient-stripped soil, to sleep deprivation, to people working longer hours for less pay. And those are the fortunate ones, the ones that still have jobs. Unemployment brings its own stress, which is another topic for another time. The point being, there is no escape. Life today is far more stressful than it was 20 years ago. Which brings us to the effect that stress has on you. It adversely affects not only your body, but your brain chemistry as well. Specifically, our brains produce less and less serotonin, which is the neurotransmitter that regulates appetite, mood, and the ability to get a good night's sleep. And all too often, depression, obesity, and insomnia manifest. And the result is functioning at something less than your mental and physical peak. It's my opinion that this serotonin deficiency is rampant in society today, and you needn't look any further than the prevalence of SSRIs prescribed to the public as proof of what I'm saying. The fundamentals of regular training, a farm-to-table diet, and a good night's sleep are always going to be your best line of defense. The question being, do you have to resort to prescription drugs in order to boost your body supply of serotonin? Enter 5-HTP, or 5-hydroxytryptophan. Now, it's important to point out 5-HTP is not found in any significant amount in foods, so it's difficult to get from foodstuffs. As such, in supplement form, it's usually sold in 50 to 100 milligram capsules and sourced from the seeds of Griffonia simplificolia. In 1988, Gaspar and Wakeland demonstrated 5-HTP was an efficient precursor to serotonin, and that finding has subsequently been validated in many studies. Those same SSRI drugs I spoke to prior and prescribed as quote-unquote antidepressants, for example Prozac, they all work in large part by increasing serotonin in the brain. What they don't tell you is many of these RX drugs come with a host of undesirable side effects and are increasingly under scrutiny due to acts of violent rage and suicidal thoughts in younger adults. That's actually included in all of the disclaimer literature now. So while no supplement or nutraceutical comes with a 100% safety profile, even a cursory glance at the literature and the real-world feedback will illustrate that 5-HTP is a kinder, gentler way of boosting serotonin. It's been studied and shown to be of benefit in the following conditions: depression, anxiety, obesity, especially carb cravings, it's helpful with that, and insomnia, among many others. And unlike tryptophan, which requires an empty stomach to make it into the brain, 5-HTP easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it's not affected by the presence of other amino acids, meaning it can be taken with meals without reducing its effectiveness. The question really becomes, how do you know if you're serotonin deficient? And that's clearly, there are a couple different ways to go about it, subjectively and objectively. Let me take the subjective first. There are 7 signs to look for, and they're as follows. 1, frequent, pessimistic, gloomy, distrustful, or cynical thoughts. 2, if you're a woman, women have depression more often than men, and serotonin deficiency is more often a factor. 3, craving sweets and starches. 4, issues with insomnia. 5, low self-esteem. 6, feeling worried or anxious. And 7, unexplained muscle pain, migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, and unexplained weight gain. Objectively, you can measure your serotonin levels by requesting your doctor perform blood work. You're asking for the serum serotonin test, and no preparations are needed as the blood can be drawn at any time, meaning unlike most lab work, you don't need to fast beforehand. According to the National Institutes of Health, a normal serotonin range is 101 to 283 nanograms per deciliter. Consistent with my thoughts, though, on testosterone, GH, and other lab values, I strive to be in the upper third of these ranges, which is to say optimal. Big difference between optimal and normal. That's another topic for another time, but suffice it to say, this is superhuman radio, not average Joe radio. Thus my recommendations. The real world, what to expect. Individuals who use 5-HTP, a lot of them expect it to act quickly, altering their mood overnight. The fact is, supplements, herbs, and even the RX drugs that act on neurotransmitters usually need to be taken for several weeks before people start to feel the effects. It's important to understand that going in. Having said that, the best way I can explain it is that 5-HTP takes the edge off. And while you'll occasionally read stories about miraculous weight loss and lives being changed and all this stuff, consider that the exception rather than the rule. There's a lot to be said, though, for taking the edge off and doing it without alcohol, recreational drugs, or other ways that people try to deal with stress. If you look across the internet, you're going to find the vast majority of people noting a wide range of benefits from HTP, and people that buy it generally keep buying it. The fact it's carried in virtually every drugstore means it's a repeat buy item, and the fact that there's no grandiose before and after 5-HTP miracle ad campaign that I could find anyway speaks loudly, in my opinion. Something to consider. Which brings us to dosing and product recommendations. I consider the point of sale 5-HTP too pricey, meaning, you know, your local drugstore and Walmart and that sort of thing. It's far better to order via the internet on this one and ensure quality companies get your business. In that respect, two recommendations. One, TrueNutrition.com sells PrimaForces 5-HTP. You get 120 100 milligram capsules for just $18.43. You compare that to any drugstore brand, you'll see how much you save. For those of us with alligator arms, such as myself, SmartPowders.com sells 20 grams of 5-HTP powder for a mere $10 and change. A dose of 100 milligrams twice a day is a good entry point with this product. Some people may need to go up to 100 milligrams three times daily, but I wouldn't recommend exceeding that. Well, here are my closing thoughts. If you see yourself in any of the seven signs I mentioned of serotonin deficiency, 5-HTP may just benefit you. Understand it modulates your brain chemistry, so do take care to ensure accurate and consistent dosing, and that's the key, consistency. It's an, you know, in an incredibly stressful world, 5-HTP may be just what the doctor ordered.
Did you also say you were going to talk about the flu vaccine a little bit in today's show? You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my take on the whole thing. And unless you're an infant or, you know, the elderly,
the high risk group, the really high risk group.
The high risk group, I do not see a need or the data that supports the efficacy of getting the flu vaccine. Now let's do a little math. You just cited, you know, some examples from your poll on Superhuman Radio. Well, if you look at the meta studies on the flu vaccine, they happen to parallel those findings, to say nothing of the fact that the strains that are out there, and they'll admit this, they have no vaccine for the particular strains that are popping up, which means you can go get as many flu vaccines as you'd like, but if the wrong strain comes down the pike, you're SOL.
So let's even forget about that. Let's forget. Let's say you do get the same strain that you've been inoculated with. Remember, they're using. Okay. A lot of people have posted on Facebook to my request about the flu vaccine that they're not afraid of it because it's a dead flu. The flu, like the virus in there, is dead. First of all, not true. If it was completely dead, it would not stimulate the immune system to build up a response. It is called an attenuated virus. What this means is it's weakened. It's like when a lioness wants to teach a cub to kill and eat, a lot of times what it'll do is it'll chase down a gazelle and it will badger it and render it harmless, where it's at death's door. But then it lets the cub come in and do the kill, right? The gazelle can't really hurt the cub. The gazelle is really on death's door, but it's not dead yet. And that's the analogy that I would use for the attenuated virus. Okay. What the attenuated virus does is it causes the immune system to react to a weakened version of the real flu. So if you come in contact with the real flu, you will still get it full blown. Because your immune system has built, in response to the attenuated or weakened virus, a weakened response, number one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Number two, Lothar Tripke put up on Facebook today the insert from, I'm trying to read it, it's called Flulaval. It's a influenza vaccine, I believe, used in the UK and in Europe. And the last sentence about the Flulaval is, after they say what it's designed to do, this indication is based on immune response elicited by Flulaval. Think about this. Not Flulaval, and then they introduce the real flu to the person to test to see if it works. Okay? This This indication is based on the immune response elicited by Fluvial. And these have been to controlled trials. I'm sorry. And there have been no controlled trials to adequately demonstrate a decrease in influenza disease after vaccine with Fluvial. Now, think about this. The manufacturer is saying, we didn't vaccinate people with this and then introduce the flu and they didn't get it. We just vaccinated them and, like, looked at their immune system and went, oh, it's responding to Fluvial, right? So it's responding to the almost dead gazelle, right? But now you go try to kill a real gazelle and you find out that it's going to gore you, kick you, and run away from you. This is a different circumstance. So obviously they have to put the caveat there. And these have been no controlled trials to adequately demonstrate a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination with flu. So Fluvial will protect you from the virus in Fluvial, but it won't protect you from influenza. And they put it on the damn insert. That's how ballsy these companies are. They're so ballsy that they're going, look, we know it doesn't work. We're going to put it. You're not going to read it. First of all, your healthcare professional isn't going to even show this to you. You're not going to have the common sense to ask for it. So you're going to get inoculated. Now, everybody's going, well, gee, what's the big deal? These flu vaccines run about $25 each. There are millions and millions of them being given, right? This is a cash cow for the pharmaceutical industry. Now, Craig Richland, a huge fan of the show, just messaged me this morning. NPR had a segment about the flu shot. One doctor they quoted said the flu shot was only 62 to 64% effective. So 38% of the people who get the shot will still get the flu. Maybe we should just save our money and go to Vegas. And I'm with Craig. And here's my statement. So people are going, yeah, but that's still pretty good. 62 to, I'm going to make a statement here. I'm going to say that the 62 to 64% of the people that the flu shot helped, they weren't going to get the flu anyway. They didn't come in contact with the flu. That's why it worked.
The other thing you should know is this, and you probably know more about it than I do, but long ago, Big Pharma, quote-unquote, protected themselves from any liability issues resulting from these vaccinations, which is to say,
you can't sue them. You can't sue them for anything that goes wrong with you in your body as a result of a vaccine. And you can't sue them if the vaccine doesn't work and the flu ends up killing you. And in fact, to go a step further, you talk about privatized profits and socialized losses. Okay.
Yep.
There is a division of the U.S. government set up to do nothing but respond to the lawsuits against vaccines in general. So if you do have a valid claim, if you can prove, look, my dad got this flu vaccine and an hour later he was dead from complications of the flu, you can't sue the pharmaceutical company. You have to sue the government. They have a special division designed to indemnify pharmaceutical companies against lawsuits from their vaccines. So your tax dollars are paying to settle those lawsuits.
Vaccinations, and this is a blanket statement, but vaccinations, by and large, have nothing to do with your protecting your health. It has everything to do with keeping the cash rolling in for Big Pharma. And if you doubt that, and you have a child in school, just try to get them enrolled without and saying, but I don't want to have them vaccinated for all this and all that. They won't even let them in. I mean, I don't know how it is in other states, but I know, you know, my son had to go through that whole rigmarole. And I got to tell you, you know, I had an issue with it. Frankly, you don't have a choice.
Well, look at these statistics. So these are early statistics. 59% of the people that voted on SuperHumanRadio.com. Yes, I got the flu after getting the vaccine. I'm sorry. I did not get the flu or the flu vaccine. Now, this is supposed to be an epidemic out there. You would imagine that the majority of responders would have gotten the flu. The large majority, 59%, did not get the flu or the vaccine. The next largest majority, yes, I got the flu after getting the vaccine. Okay? The smallest percentage, 2.4%, I did get the flu but did not get the vaccine. I say that those people were going to get the flu whether they got the vaccine or not.
Yeah. Here's the bottom line. You can get your flu shot. And there's still a high chance that you're going to get the flu.
Yes.
There's no guarantee that you won't get it, but there is a guarantee that Big Pharma is going to get their money.
And more importantly, you're going to be exposed to thimerosal, which is 50% mercury by weight, and aluminum, which has been shown to deposit in the brain and cause all sorts of disorders. And where do we get the majority of our aluminum? From vaccines. All right, listen, Rob Regish, thanks for doing the Blueprint Power Hour today, brother.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good. Good. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad and get your free copy of the Blueprint Bulletin today. When we come back, we will be joined by Doug. I'm sorry, Doug. I don't have your name in front of me again. I am worthless. We're going to be joined by Doug Katona, and we're going to find out, are you big and bad enough for the CrossFit Games? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered stimulant, free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Anybody who's ever watched a CrossFit Games is probably, like myself, thought to themselves, man, I wish I could do that. Can you do it? Do you have what it takes? We're going to find out right now as we introduce Doug Katona to the audience. How are you doing, Doug?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you.
And it's early in California. I appreciate you being with us this morning. I know that you have a lot of group classes to attend and train people. Am I wrong? Are you one of the top trainers, or are you the top trainer in the country? More people go on to be in the CrossFit Games that work with you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good coaches out there that coach CrossFit Games athletes. I'm sure that myself and probably two or three others probably have the most going to the games right now. And but there's also, you know, there's also a whole slew of regionals athletes as well. And you know, we my plate is full 24/7, 7 days a week. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Would somebody have to be doing CrossFit for a prerequisite amount of time before they'd come to you and say, look, Doug, I want to be able to train, so I want to go on to the CrossFit Games? Or would you take a guy from scratch or a gal from scratch and move them right along?
You know, we look, I mean, Brian McKenzie and I, my partner, we look at most athletes in the beginning the same way. I mean, CrossFit has to be the fundamental base of any athlete's training, that whoever wants to get to the games, you have to know how to CrossFit, because the games are, it's CrossFit, but those athletes at that level are truly, they're almost specialists. I wouldn't even categorize them as CrossFitters any longer. They've taken CrossFit to a new level, but they're, you know, they're fitness assassins is what they are.
I like that, fitness assassin. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of people out there who are naysayers of CrossFit. They say, oh, it's risky, it's too hard on the body. Are they just wimps that haven't tried it yet? Or I shouldn't say that. Are they just people who haven't tried it yet and understood the fundamental value of CrossFit because maybe they are afraid? Or do you have to be a special type of person in order to embrace CrossFit to become one of these elite athletes?
You know, there's arguably more injuries in golf.
Really?
You know, I think that what people have to recognize is that the reason CrossFit is challenging is because it addresses, you know, general physical preparedness, and it allows you to bring that utility into the sport of life, if you will. I mean, you can take CrossFit and do anything you want with it. The people that the naysayers that you referenced, they haven't tried it, or they haven't tried it with a qualified coach, and I think that's really important. I think one of the things that CrossFit actually does a great job of doing is integrating somebody who was not in shape into getting in shape. So at a very organic level, I think the coaches in CrossFit do a really good job of that. If somebody just starts to, you know, they say, hey, look, I've been going to a gym for a while, or I was a former football player or volleyball player or a track and field athlete, which I see a lot of that, and then they just jump right into following the main site, or they just walk into a CrossFit gym and they tell somebody, no, I know how to CrossFit, I'm fine, then the susceptibility or potentiality for them to get injured is high, just like it would be in any sport, though. If you or I were not golfers and we just picked up a club and went out for 18 holes, I can almost guarantee you something's going to be a little bit tweaky because we don't understand the fundamental movements, or we haven't established a base of that. So I think it's important. And then the follow-up to that, to me, is that, and again, you got to remember, it's really important for your listeners to know, I came out of the fitness world. I came out of the large gym. I mean, I owned a gym for 18 years that was, you know, it had a bunch of machines and elliptical machines, and I was fighting it, and I couldn't stand it anymore. I can't stand it when I walk into a regular gym and I see trainers doing what they're doing. And to me, there's a huge difference in CrossFit. CrossFit, I think, develops coaches, not trainers. There's a very big difference between those two things.
But a moment ago you said that it depends on the CrossFit coach or trainer that you end up with.
Yeah.
When we were talking about the rate of injury, yep, and so on and so forth. So clearly, while CrossFit develops trainers, not coaches, that's what you just said, right? Some are better.
CrossFit develops coaches.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm not the fastest, right, on the uptake. Coaches, not trainers. Clearly, there are some that are better than others, right? CrossFit has grown at a monumental rate, and I applaud them.
Yeah.
I applaud them. But, yep, but anytime you have that kind of exponential growth, it becomes very difficult to maintain controls on, let's say, quality, if you will. I mean, there's CrossFit boxes opening up everywhere. And so you really do have to be cautious on who you sign up with, I guess, right?
Oh, I think you do. I think you do. I think by and large you'll find a higher quality of coach in a CrossFit gym than you will a regular gym. I mean, most CrossFit, this is what's unique about the model of CrossFit is that you have usually the owners are the coaches, and they're the ones doing a majority of the coaching, and they do go through the level one process is very extensive. They learn a lot about movement, and you got to remember movement comes first. So it's not like you walk in and you start, you know, deadlifting 2.5 times your body weight. We really do teach movement efficiency. So yes, you have to be a smart consumer, just like you would if you were, you know, shopping for a car. So
does CrossFit have more cardio? What's the word? I'm not cardio. I want to say cardiac, not cardio. Cardiac benefits. You know, when we talk about the different types of changes, physiological changes in the heart, we talk about eccentric and concentric hypertrophy. They're both important for the heart. One, in the absence of the other, can cause pathology instead of physiology. Do you think that CrossFit, because it's kind of like loaded aerobics, is really the sweet spot for the heart?
I mean, that might be accurate in saying. I think in CrossFit, the reason people are getting in good condition and the reason they're capable of doing CrossFit for several weeks and then going out and PRing a 5K without ever running in 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks, it addresses all four of those metabolic pathways. So, yes, you're oxidative, glycolytic, and phosphagen-based and lactate-based, but through the training, through the week, those are all addressed. So, and we do it with load, movement efficiency, and with speed. So it's kind of it's a beautiful combination, actually, and people love it. It doesn't take 90 minutes or 2 hours to go inside the gym and come out, and, you know, the workouts are always variable, so it's a pretty good model for most people. They enjoy it, and it creates a wonderful community as well.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a brief commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Doug Cotona. The website is CrossFitEndurance.com, and we had your associate on the show, Brian McKenzie, right, where we talked about the fact that those who train for endurance athletes that train for long distance running, how they benefit from CrossFit. And just recently a study was published that strength training benefits the endurance athlete. So you guys are definitely talking the right language. I want to get deeper into this, and I do want to find out, can the average person really become a CrossFit Games participant, or is this really something like the Olympics that takes a certain genetic predisposition? Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back.
Let the rhythm ride you, got you, sneak inside you, set your mind to move to its pulsations, bass vibrations, and sensation. Heart is not in place.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like tryptorelin or folistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Calling all men! The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Talking with Doug Katona of CrossFitEndurance.com. And we're talking about those who aspire to get into the CrossFit games. Nothing, I got to be honest with you, nothing in the physical culture world has taken the country by surprise, or perhaps the world by surprise, and grown at such a rapid rate as CrossFit. There's got to be something good about it when so many people love to do it. And I have a good friend at the gym, Randy, who is a super strong dude, police officer. He started doing CrossFit about 2 months ago. His body completely changed. He is a huge, bodybuilding-looking type guy. He does his normal training. He does his CrossFit training on the same days. I saw him today for the first time in probably about 2 weeks. The dude is shredded. He's got a more hard look to his body, and he said he loves it. He says, you got to get your ass in there. You got to try CrossFit. I'm not ready for it. Cardiovascularly, I've got some challenges I got to overcome right now, but I definitely am interested. I'm intrigued. So, what does it take to actually go on and be one of these elite people? How long do they actually train before they get into the CrossFit games? And can anybody do it, or do you have to have some genetic gifts to really make it that far? What do you think?
Commitment. So, commitment and a passion for fitness. I think that's fundamentally what I see across, and I assess a lot of athletes. I see the athletes that I coach currently. I mean, you might be surprised, Carl, that it's not just, you know, the beast out there that's the genetic freak who can do CrossFit for 2 weeks and then become champion of the CrossFit Games. That's not going to happen. It's a sport now. So there is a development process to get to that level, and you got to understand the CrossFit Games athletes have been doing this a while, either through their sport or they have a pretty good foundation of strength and conditioning, and then they kind of have utilized CrossFit to get to where they are now. So it's important to note that. I mean, right now, though, I mean, I have a – it's interesting. It's an interesting mix because somebody was talking to me about this the other day, and they said – well, you just coach CrossFit Games athletes, so how can you really relate to the normal guy on the street who's got a wife and a job and kids and he wants to play flag football on the weekend? Can he get this done and can he aspire to go to the games? And the answer is absolutely yes. It just takes a completely different commitment level like it does for any high-tier sport. So, I mean, that being said, people look at the games, but those are like the NFL players. They're the top of the top. It's everybody else that really has an opportunity to realize their capacity and potential and then take that utility of that to whatever else they want to do, 5K, Ironman, or whatever the case may be. And that's where I see the biggest growth actually happening.
Is there a point of diminishing returns? For instance, if I am a power lifter, is CrossFit, I understand that CrossFit can benefit the endurance athlete. And even to some degree, the strength athlete who performs in sports such as football, for instance, okay? But what about if I'm a power lifter? I just want to have a bigger bench, squat, and deadlift. Would a periodized program where part of the year I'm doing CrossFit benefit me?
I think it would, because it's going to address weakness. It's going to address, I mean, and we're not just talking loaded movement. It's also going to address mobility. It's going to affect how you move that load, how fast you move that load. Central nervous system is going to respond a lot faster. And I think these are important things. I mean, if you look at great power lifters, for example, some guys are really good at deadlift, but they're usually not good at bench. It's pretty rare to find a power lifter that's good at both. And I think what CrossFit does is kind of expose that weakness. So that's what Brian and I work on a lot with our athletes, is exposing that weakness, addressing it so that you don't have that weakness moving forward. So yes, to answer your question. And then it's, again, learning how to move correctly is probably the most important thing for any athlete. And I think CrossFit does a fabulous job of teaching that.
Why is moving correctly so important? I mean, I hear so much about mobility training. We started talking about mobility probably 4 or 5 years ago. I had Doug Cobb on, I think that's his name, Dr. Cobb from Z Health was my first introduction. I think before that we even had Eric Cressy on talking about mobility. I mean, really, is my ankle mobility really going to predict my ability to perform the squat better?
Sure it is, because it's going to allow you to engage musculature that you're supposed to be engaging, and you won't be limited to go through a full range of movement. So it's Kelly Starrett, who's the mobility expert in CrossFit, is fantastic at pointing this out, and he always talks about organizing your body and stacking your body properly before you move. I mean, I think, you know, injury is Mother Nature's way of telling you did something wrong. There's nothing wrong with lifting weight heavy if you do it correctly. The worst thing, I tell my athletes this all the time, the worst thing that's going to happen to you on a super heavy deadlift is you just can't rip it off the ground. But if you organize yourself and your setup is correct and anatomically you're putting yourself in the best position to move that load, you're not going to get hurt. And I think, again, going back to the original point, that's the difference between a good coach and a good trainer, is to analyze movement efficiency. I don't care if you are my 59-year-old Ironman athlete who I coach, Susan Wallace, or your Talena Fortunato, who finished third in the games last year, she's learning how to move this year. She's actually learning how to move extremely well. Or if it's, I have a teenage swimmer who's been breaking national records, and she's actually CrossFitting, learning how to move correctly. So it has direct application to sport.
Interesting. What do you see as the biggest mistake people who join CrossFit, who've never done CrossFit before, what's the biggest mistake they make when they get involved in it? Is it not being realistic on how long it takes to progress?
I think patience. You know, CrossFit, walking into a CrossFit gym today is much different than it was, say, 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, it's funny because you're actually seeing people from all walks of life coming in for a myriad of reasons. They're coming in just like they would to a regular gym.
What's the most odd reason that you've heard somebody come in and say, you know, I want to do CrossFit?
They probably want to go to the CrossFit games.
Yeah, that's the. It's amazing to watch those games. These people are just such high caliber athletes. It's almost like, to me, it's the same experience of watching the Olympics. You know.
Well, and I think it's going that way. And I think, you know, that's why, you know, I take a real close look at, you know, I look at physics. I look at lines. I look at how long someone's torso is. I mean, you're not going to see in the next year or so a CrossFit Games athlete winner that's probably 6'5" with long legs and arms. That's going to be real challenging, to win the games. That's why you're seeing Rich Froning has won the games the last 2 years in a row, and Annie Thoris' daughter from Iceland on the women's side, they're almost that ideal kind of physical, they have good
proportions
length and
anatomical proportions. So how tall are they?
So So Rich is in the, and let me just, I'll answer it this way. Rich is about 5'10", 185, and Annie, I believe, is about 5'8", 5'9", and she's in the 142 to 150.
And is it just a result of the economy of movement? So in other words, because we know that, you know, a deadlift to a guy who's 6'5" is a lot different to a deadlift to a guy who's 5'5". You're talking about moving the bar perhaps an extra foot to lockout. Is it just
That's
economy
correct.
Of movement that makes them better at it?
Well, it's economy of movement, and they maintain integrity of skill and movement efficiency for a longer period of time. I mean, any CrossFit Games athlete, anybody that places in the top 30, the first third of any given workout, they're probably going to move pretty well. What I look at is degradation of performance and skill that final one-third, and those athletes in the top 10 have mastered their ability to harness skill and efficiency while still moving load quick, and that's the key. And that's, again, to the earlier point, that's I think what CrossFit does a fabulous job of is teaching everybody not just to move load and not just to move load well, but how to move it fast. And that's what the CrossFit Games winners will do moving forward. And you know, Coach Glassman, who founded CrossFit, has always said that you know, that's kind of that sweet spot of somebody that's right around that Rich Froning size. And I was just at a competition this past weekend, the Orange County Throwdown, with a lot of my athletes, and I got to tell you, guys are getting bigger, but they're not getting a whole heck of a lot taller.
Ah, yeah,
and it's interesting because one of my guys, you know, Jeremy Kinnick, who's a very well known name in CrossFit. You know, he was a former baseball player, and you know, he's used his mechanical advantages to the best of his ability. And another one of my guys, Guido Trinidad, former football player, is the same way. They just, you know, they've learned how to take advantage of their levers.
We have a few minutes before we go into the next break. Do you see CrossFit becoming an Olympic event, you think?
I wouldn't be shocked if it did. You know, it's one of those, as a spectator, I don't know, have you been to a competition before?
I've watched a CrossFit Games while on, you know, doing cardio in the mornings. I mean, it's just amazing. The energy, the output, the strength, it's just amazing to me. That's why I think, you know, wow, I could see this being an Olympic event.
Well, I think it, you know, I'm sure everybody's seen the strongman competition that's on ESPN2, and it kind of has that wow factor to
right.
it. And with the CrossFit Games, I think it takes it one step further, because these athletes truly are the fittest on the planet, because they have to be good at so many things. It's not just Olympic lifting. That's just a small part of it. It's gymnastics. The power to weight ratio piece is uber critical, because you have to maximize. You can't be too heavy, because you got to run fast too. I mean, you got to be able to run a 400 in 60 seconds, and you got to be able to deadlift a whole heck of a lot of weight while you're also maybe doing a handstand push-up, and you're throwing something and you're lifting something heavy and having to carry it.
Litvinov would have been a great CrossFitter. I don't know if you're familiar with Litvinov, the Olympic lifter, but he was well known.
Yes.
As part of his training was he would do front squats and then drop the bar and then do like a 100-yard sprint. And that was
It's all the stuff that Brian and I used to get in trouble for when we used to be trainers, and we would get kicked out. We would get kicked out of gyms. I used to do NFL strength and conditioning, so I would get the players that would get drafted, I would get them ready for the NFL combine, and I would get in trouble because I was having them do, you know, hang cleans and deadlifting and all this other stuff, and people looked at me like, "What are you doing?" And, you know, those same people now are calling up and saying, "Hey, what do you think about this? And can you look at this video of me power cleaning?" You know?
So. Yeah. I like it a lot. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you, is the CrossFit community one that snubs supplements? Is it all about the organic process? Or are there supplements that people recommend within the CrossFit community? We're talking with Doug Gattona. The website is CrossFitEndurance.com. I'm intrigued. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take us so far. Walking down hard, like strung out old stars. We avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade in acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com. And click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, you can't buy supplements to begin with. But let me tell you a little something. The folks over at Phoenix Bioperformance Products are offering Supreme Radio listeners exclusively a $6 discount and free shipping inside the United States on Phoenix Kinetic Cream, which will quell the pain of hard training by reducing inflammation. It's not Bengay. It's not Icy Hot. This stuff makes the pain go away. We just had Rob Terry, wrestling superstar, come on the show yesterday and talk about how he uses this stuff. And the coupon code is Big Rob, BIGROB. Go to Kinetic Cream, KineticCream.com, and use the coupon code Big Rob to save $6 off a bottle of Kinetic Cream and free shipping inside the United States. Okay, so with that little pimp job there, what do you think? I mean, are there supplements out there that you guys promote because they really do help athletes be better at the whole CrossFit situation?
Your best supplement is clean eating. So, you know, yes to answer your question, Carl, but I wouldn't want to suggest a supplement to any athlete until they really have a grasp and a thorough understanding of proper nutrition and clean eating. I think that's where people kind of skip over that. I think they want to look to a bar or a powder, and we have a great R3 fuel product is a fantastic product, and I love it. But before I even recommend my own product, I'm going to go talk to you about, let me take a look at your nutrition log and let me see how you're eating as an athlete. Let me see if you're eating in response to your training load. What kind of, what type of nutrient ROI are you getting on what you're eating? So, yes, supplementation is important for that high-level athlete, but let's be honest, most of the people out there really need to start with cutting sugar out, eating clean proteins, getting more dark green vegetables in their diet, and the supplements can come after that as you become more of a specialist.
What is 3Fuel?
We have a, Brian and I, we've come out with a product that is a super high quality product that has grass-fed protein from Ireland in it. It's a very, the hydrolysis is very, very high, so it's super clean. We have a resistant starch, so it's a fiber that acts like a carb, so it's not going to spike insulin at all. We also have a very high quality medium chain fat, which is from a young harvested coconut. And we just don't add anything to it. So it's a nice combination of protein, fat, and carb. The only issue with it is it's not a bad issue. It's a good issue if you're an athlete. For those people that are looking to actually lose a few pounds, it's fantastic because it will actually not make you real hungry. For the athlete, we always remind them, make sure that you continue to eat with it because it's only 195 calories, and you can always, double up with it, of course. But it's a good macronutrient balance. And it's pretty clean and pretty pure.
Isn't the carb source in there that same magic carb source that Dr. Scott Connolly had in his Physique 2.0 that actually had some scientific research that showed that it potentiated a greater degree of fat loss, even though it was a carbohydrate, was one of those high molecular weight carbohydrates? Isn't that what's in there?
As a matter of fact, it is. We've had, Brian and I are extremely sensitive to our athletes in the community, and I demoed a lot of product myself in competition, and we fed it to a lot of people, and we actually had multiple meetings with Dr. Connolly, and we still enjoy talking to him and getting his advisement. And so, yes, to answer your question, I think he's a few light years ahead of things. Just hard to get him tied down to really get more information from him, but he's been fantastic for us.
So, I mean, his Physique 2.0 is no longer available. So those people out there who liked Physique 2.0 might benefit from your product, it sounds like.
Absolutely, because it does have the thermocarb in it. So we've adopted that, and it's been working out extremely well for everybody that's taken. And the other big thing that we like about our product is that it has the digestive nature of it. It's really nice on the gut. So we've had anywhere from endurance athletes take it, and for games athletes or people that are doing multiple workouts in a day, it's a nice little bridge or transition meal to ingest. I mean, the competition that just happened over the weekend, that Brian and I had about 8 athletes there, and it was great because in between workouts, they weren't hungry, they felt fantastic, they all performed well, and the next day, recovery was phenomenal. Oxygen saturation and resting heart rates were down, and so we were... We're very, very happy with it. So.
You know what I like about the thermocarb the best? It has that feeling like fresh snow. It's kind of crunch when you squeeze it between your fingers. It gets that crunchy feel. You know what I'm talking about? You know when you compact fresh snow, it has that almost squishy, squeaky feel to it. You know, that's what I like about it.
Yeah,
I know that sounds
powder.
Bizarre. I'm a very tactile person when it comes to food, so I like to play with my food before I eat it. Okay, so
that's the reason, Carl, that you have to try the bulletproof coffee that I was telling you about earlier.
Yeah. Now this is a complete pimp job. Actually, somebody just told me about bulletproof coffee. I think it was Stephen Lay, who's our director of marketing and sales here. So, just real quick, talk about bulletproof coffee. What is it?
Well, it's here's what it is, and everybody get ready to write down get your pen and paper out because it's pretty phenomenal stuff. It's grass fed butter. You can take coconut oil and coffee and put it in your magic bullet or your blender and down it goes. It's a kind of a frothy little treat, but it's pretty healthy. And one of my good friends, Tony Blauer, has been really plugging me on it the last couple of days. And I'll tell you what, it's money. You got to do it.
So it's grass-fed butter, coconut oil, and coffee.
Yep.
And so you don't have to heat it up. You can drink it cold, it sounds like.
Carl, you can do whatever you want with it. You could bathe in it. From what I hear, it's supposed to be fantastic.
And what if I tell you what I've recently done. I've switched off of coffee because a lot of coffees bother my stomach. And now I have cocoa, you know, with real cocoa powder in the morning. Usually I use a whey protein powder to mix with it to give it that real cocoa flavor of vanilla whey protein and hot water. And I find that that wakes me up. I wonder if I could use cocoa powder instead of coffee with the butter and the coconut oil.
You would probably be one of the first to try it, and I would be interested to hear how that turns out for you.
Because I eat raw coconut oil first thing in the morning because it wakes me up, and it's also good for your stomach. It's antimicrobial, and it starts the day off, you know, with something gentle to the stomach. So I'm a big proponent. And as everybody on the show knows, I mean, I'm a huge proponent of grass-fed raw milk, and I have nothing but grass-fed raw butter at home. And I eat it with a spoon right out of the tub. So those two things are right up my alley. I can do that one easy. I got to try this.
That's right up your wheelhouse, and it's easy to do. And, you know, there's also, I mean, just in a side note, there's also a product called Ticino out there that's actually, I don't know if you've heard of it before, for people that are trying to get off of heavy amounts of caffeine, but they still want the coffee taste. There's something out there called Ticino, which is a very alkaline-based a liquid that kind of tastes like coffee. So if you still like that, you could even throw that in there too.
Interesting. Wow. Now, who came up with this bulletproof coffee recipe? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. If you Google it and you research it, you'll find it.
Okay.
But it's you know, in the CrossFit world, you know, coffee is a food group. We like our coffee, and
yeah.
And one of my athletes, Jeremy Kinnick, he loves coffee, and he's known. He always talks about spreading the butter when he works out because he's such a great athlete. He makes everything nice and smooth. So this is right for him too, because you got the butter, the coffee, and you got, of course, your medium chain fat. So, you know, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds really good. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking right now with Greg Catona. Is that Italian, Greg?
Doug. Catona.
Yeah.
It's actually Hungarian. It's a Hungarian name, so you don't see it too much unless you watch strongman competition. Irvin Catona, no relation, but yeah,
no. You got to tell people he's related and you trained them. That's what you got to do. Come on.
He's just a little bigger than me.
There you go. We're talking with Doug Catona. The website is CrossFitEndurance.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. nothing else. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WeighNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio. Everybody dance now.
Everybody dance. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Doug Gattona. The website is CrossFit Endurance. Doug trains perhaps more athletes to go on to become CrossFit Games participants than anybody else. If you're interested, if you're doing CrossFit now and you're interested in going on and becoming one of these amazing athletes, they really are. I'm jealous. You can get in touch with them by going to CrossFitEndurance.com. Hey, Doug, what's the deal with betaine and the 3-fuel? Why is that even in there? What is there a big deal about it?
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's like creatine. You don't get the weight gain with it. It works similarly. We've had studies that we've researched with betaine, and it's, you know, people have been able to follow up the next day with a pretty heavy squatting program. That was the original studies that were done with betaine. And we tossed it in there, and the other thing you're going to find is that people just feel like it shrink wraps them. You feel like you lose weight a little bit, but you don't. It just kind of makes you a little bit tighter.
Isn't betaine used as a systemic as well as a digestive enzyme?
Yes.
Or is that betaine,
yes,
HDL?
That's HDL.
Okay, so the HDL is a digestive enzyme, but betaine itself is not necessarily an enzyme, right?
That's correct.
Interesting. I think we talked about betaine on a previous Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish about having some value in as an ergogenic and recovery aid. So you guys are finding that to be true, huh?
Yeah, you know, recovery, and here's the reason, Carl, is that, you know, to me, anybody can go out and train hard, and especially if you're a CrossFit Games athlete or a multi-sport athlete, it's your body's ability to recover quickly so that you can continue to train at a high intensity. And again, that goes back to the nutrition piece that we talked about earlier, but we needed to find something that could accelerate that process, and that wouldn't cause people to gain a lot of weight, and this was it. This was kind of the missing component in addition to that thermocarb that we talked about.
Okay. The website for 3-Fuel, if you want to learn more about it, is kind of complicated, so I'm going to spell it out here. It's the number 3, F-U, the number 3, L.com. So I guess the second 3 is supposed to be like a transposed E, 3-Fuel. 3, F-U, 3, L. You can help memorize this by maybe just changing the F-U to the curse word that you use every day with friends of yours. So there you go. 3FU3L.com. Check it out.
Okay, getting back to the topic at hand here, which is the CrossFit Games. Obviously, finding a good CrossFit coach is critical. And not all, let's be honest. I mean, I don't care who you are. Not all CrossFit coaches are really the best. Is there a way that you think that somebody can determine whether their CrossFit coach is the right one for them to be working with?
I think there is. I think ask a lot of questions. I think, and the good news is that there's enough CrossFit gyms near most people that there's nothing wrong with going in and interviewing the coach and observing a few classes, see what goes on. And, you know, I think the real litmus test is talking to other customers, talking to other members.
Okay, so if you're talking with other members, what should they be saying to you? I'm getting stronger. My PRs are going up. My WADs are going up. I'm not injured. Or what should they be saying to you?
Well, I think all of the above, and I think asking those people why they came there, what was their background, and what has their experience been at that CrossFit gym, and more specifically, who do they attend classes with? Who is the coach? And find out about the coach. I mean, coaches. Generally, coaches in CrossFit come from another fitness or strength and conditioning type of background, and I think the best thing is to talk and interview them as much as possible. I mean, shouldn't we all interview our physicians first? And
yeah.
I think it's the same way with a coach, because a coach and a trainer are two completely different things, and coaches really care, and there's a continuum of progression with a coach. A trainer just trains. They just want to see you for an hour. You pay them a check, they stand there and count. That's not what CrossFit coaches do. They actually watch you move, they help you, they correct, they look at nutrition. It's kind of a totality of package. So that's what makes it kind of unique and special.
Are there CrossFit trainers out there versus CrossFit coaches? They just haven't elevated themselves yet?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's also personal trainers that should be CrossFit coaches.
Interesting.
I think, I do feel that. And again, that's why... Yeah, I came out of that world before, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. It hurts me when I walk into a gym and I see a trainer counting, and I see someone doing a lunge and they're forward flex, or they're broken at the back and their shoulders are rounded forward. I want to go there and tackle them and help that person.
That hyperextension sit-up that you guys do on what looks like a Roman chair, perhaps, or some sort of a pummel, isn't that the kind of hyperextension or overextension to the spine that isn't necessarily the best thing in the world?
If you know how to engage midline and you have good stability and you know how to stack yourself and you know how to externally rotate your shoulders and create torque and push your knees out, and if you really watch that movement, for those that do it really well, and understand that's not a beginner's movement, so you're not going to walk into a CrossFit gym and get that in the first 6 or 8 weeks. It is done, and it's done safely, which is why you walk into a CrossFit gym and you're just doing basic bodyweight gymnastics in the beginning so that you can start to organize yourself and kind of have that fundamental basis so you don't hurt yourself. Again, there's a lot of other things that you can do in lifting that will hurt you more than the GHD or that type of thing.
I don't know if you just moved, but your phone, we had a hard time understanding some of what you said. I mean, we got the gist of it, but you're breaking up. But that's okay. We're coming to the end of the interview anyway, and the important questions have been answered. I you know what? I got to be honest. When I was first introduced to CrossFit, I practiced cognitive dissonance because I didn't think I could do CrossFit. So I immediately said, well, CrossFit is dangerous. Look at these ballistic movements. Surely people are getting hurt. The more I learn about CrossFit, the more I feel like I want to try it. So I think that a lot of people from other disciplines probably go through the same thing that I went through. You first kind of shun it because you don't think you can do it. And then the more you watch it, you go, gee, you know, I think that would be fun. And you kind of resolve yourself to the fact that, you know, maybe I'll give it a try and start slow. Do you think that there will ever be anything that trumps CrossFit? Or have we come to the end of the line with the best training alternative ever, and nothing can trump it. And that's what I was afraid of. I think we lost Doug. And I'm sorry about that, because I really wanted an answer to that. And we've come to the end of the show. By the time I try to get him back on, it may we may run out of time anyway. So here's what I'll do. I promise you that I will get Doug to answer that question, and we'll include it either on Facebook or the next show. I also want to thank Rob Regish for his Blueprint Power Hour and all that he does during the first hour of the show. Remind people one last time, please help a brother out and go to superhumanradio.com and take the flu poll, please, so we can gather some information and see if there's any linkage between the number of people who got the vaccine and then got the flu. I'm just curious. We need a couple thousand people. So if you can help me champion this by spreading it to your friends and family members and asking them to take the poll, it takes a couple seconds. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.